The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to our listeners in Ohio. Welcome to our listeners in Florida. All right. Everybody's making New Year's resolutions. Well, not everybody, but a whole lot of people. I said this yesterday, and I'll repeat it. I'm not really big into New Year's resolutions because they are rarely kept. And I mean rarely. It is highly unusual that New Year's resolutions are kept more than 30 days. The great overwhelming majority are broken within the, you know, the first couple of weeks. So I'm not really big into New Year's resolutions, but I'm very big into new beginnings. We serve a God, not only of second chances, but of third, fourth, fifth, tenth, 100th. We serve a God of new beginnings. And I am a firm believer in new starts, new beginnings. Now, December 31st is just a day on the calendar. January 1st is just a day on the calendar. No, seriously, from a technical standpoint, that's all they are. But one day is as good as another to have a new beginning. And if you're going to start fresh, if you're going to start new, if you're going to have a new beginning, why not on the first day of the year? That makes sense. Now, I want to challenge you that in 2021, you deepen your commitment to God's word deeper than it has ever been before. I want to challenge you to do that. If you thought about reading the Bible through, you know, in a year, pick 2021 to do it. And there are dozens of programs that you can download off the internet. Download them to your phone, your computer, your tablet. Maybe you want to commit to reading through the New Testament. The church that my wife and I are members of here in Ohio, they're encouraging all of their members to at least read through the New Testament. I love it. I love the emphasis on God's word. I believe that 2021 is going to be a difficult year. I don't think it's going to be easier than 2020. Could be wrong. Hope I'm wrong, but I don't know that 2021 is going to be any easier. This COVID thing is not going to go away for several months. It's taken me a long time to come to that point. Back in April, May, I was absolutely convinced this thing's going to die out. By the time we get to the end of the summer, this whole COVID thing is going to be done, over, finished, and we're going to be back to normal. And that was long before there was any real hope of having a vaccine. That was just my personal opinion. Boy, was I wrong. I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. Maybe by this summer, this coming summer, things will be somewhat normal, maybe. But I'm not just talking about the whole COVID thing. Politically, things are going to get rough in America. If Joe Biden is indeed inaugurated in January as the next president of the United States, there is going to be such division, such resentment, such anger, charges, and probably legitimate charges that his election was illegitimate. We're going to have about half of the country just unwilling to accept him as president. We're going to be deeply, deeply, deeply divided. If a political miracle would occur on January 6th, when the Congress of the United States officially accepts the Electoral College's votes and certifies the next president, if a political miracle occurs and Donald Trump would be declared the winner, oh my goodness. Sadly, and I really hesitate to say this, I think there'd be blood in the streets. I do. I think things will get really, really, really bad. We have some violent people on the right. There's a whole lot more violence on the left. Now, if Joe Biden is the president, immediately there are going to be attacks on our religious freedom and our religious liberties. The abortion reverses of the Trump administration are going to be immediately done away with executive orders. The family is going to be under attack. Marriage is going to be under attack like never before. I think the economy is going to tank under a Biden administration, in stark contrast to the Trump administration. And I'm not a doom and gloomer. I'm just a realist. And I think 2021 could be worse than 2020. If so, you and I who believe the Bible, you and I who follow Christ, will have a greater opportunity than we have ever had to share the truth, share the gospel. If 2021 turns out to be a very rough year, your church and my church will have a greater opportunity than ever before to reach out and to minister and to simply proclaim the truth. So, I don't know what's going to happen. But guess what? I'm not worried about it. I'm really not. God already knows. And I know it's a trite cliche, but it's also true. God's got this. He really does. He's got it. He already knows what's going to happen. And our responsibility is to take whatever circumstances come our way, if we can't change them, if we can change the circumstances legally, morally, ethically, biblically, if we can change the circumstances, great. If we can't, our responsibility is to surrender to God. And whatever happens, give him glory, honor, praise, service, and obedience. That's our responsibility. Our responsibility is not to run around like the, you know, the sky is falling. Our responsibility is not to lose hope. If things don't turn out the way we want them to turn out, our responsibility is not to go into hysterics and depression. Our responsibility is to trust God, give him glory, honor, service, and obedience. And I will say this one more time, and I've said it many times in the last 2 months. If Bible-believing Christians had put as much effort, time, ability, talent into spreading the gospel as they did trying to get a political candidate elected, America would probably be in a much better condition. And I'll leave it at that. All right, we've got one segment left. I'd love to hear from you. In the previous hour, we were taking testimonies about what God is teaching you or has been teaching you in 2020. I'd love to hear you. I've got some other stories I want to share. Then we'll wrap it up. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I've tried to share the good, the bad, and the ugly today on the last day of 2020. Let me leave you with something that I think is very good. Talking just a little earlier about the dramatic increase in the number of downloads of YouVersion, the Bible app. 80% increase this past year. 80% increase over the year before. Millions of people are reading their Bibles. I shared with you, I think it was yesterday, Lifeway Research just released a report indicating that the sale of Bibles in 2020 has exploded. I think the word they used is soaring. People are looking for answers. People are turning to the Bible. People are turning to God's Word. Now, church attendance is down, obviously, because of COVID-19. Many churches have been back and forth, live in-person services, online services. I had the privilege of preaching this past Sunday for a wonderful church that through almost the entire pandemic has been open with in-person services until some of the staff got COVID. A few people in the church got it, and they decided, you know what, we're going to shut her down for just a little bit, and we're going to go to online only. So overall, expectedly, church attendance is down. However, on the other side, more people have been streaming church services than any time in the history of streaming video, which obviously is not that long of a history. So anyway, good news, bad news, good news, bad news. For me, this next story is good news. I have heard of, but I was not really familiar with a website called hymnary.org. Hymnary as in hymns. You know, hymns that you sing. Hymnary.org. hymnary.org. Well, this is a website that has been around for quite some time, but somewhat unknown until 2020. In 2020, the online database called hymnary.org has experienced a 100% increase in the number of people visiting the website. Now, what's it all about? It's about hymns. Hymns, gospel songs. They actually have almost 1 million hymns and gospel songs available at the website. In 2020, they are nearing 40 million page views, which is double any time in the past. One of the founders of the website, who is a professor of music, said, quote, "I do think that this time we're in, when everything is turned upside down, makes everybody's search for meaning, opens them up to the presence of God, looking for ways to express their spirituality. So there are more people searching for such things." And he's referring to the hymns on their website. Now, I don't have time to get off in one of my favorite topics, and that is what's going on in music in our churches and so forth. And I want to make it absolutely clear. I am not opposed to contemporary Christian music. I'm not. I am not in any way, shape, or form opposed to contemporary Christian music. There's some really good songs that are contemporary. But here's what I'm really troubled about. Losing our musical heritage in our churches. I'm deeply concerned about that. Use the contemporary Christian music. That's fine. If it's good, if it's solid, if it has biblical truth, if it's scriptural, go for it. But I want you to think about this. Many of the hymns of the church have survived 300 to 400 years. They have been used from generation to generation to generation for 200 years, 300 years, 400 years, certainly 100 years. And they have survived through all of these generations until now. In the history of the Christian church, this will go down as the first generation to not pass on to the next generation the rich legacy history of hymns. I want you to think about that. Now, I said I like a lot of the contemporary stuff. I'm not opposed to it. But I honestly wonder, how many contemporary songs today will be sung 300 years from now if the Lord does not return? It's a valid question. How many of the songs that we're singing in our churches today will be sung 300 years from now just because they are so solid and filled with theology? So, the fact that this website that deals primarily with hymns and gospel songs is exploding in popularity, I think is a good thing. They will hit 7.8 million registered users by the end of today, by the end of the year. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. We talk about losing our American heritage and we're not teaching American history to our kids. Why aren't we teaching church history to our kids? Let's not lose the hymns. Don't scrap the contemporary stuff. We're not saying that. But let's not lose our spiritual heritage. Hey, folks, have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful new year. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.